This story is called The Crack of Dawn. And Dawn is the name of the 14-year-old girl. And she has a crush on her history teacher. And he's a real SOB. And all he wants to do is to fuck Dawn and trick her into having sex with him. And so he makes arrangements to meet her in the girls' changing room on Wednesday, just a few days from now. And so here it is Wednesday already. It was a slow week for both of them, but Wednesday rolled around at last, and Ken, the teacher, slipped away at the end of the day to the sports block. Dawn was waiting for him in the girls' changing room, and she jumped up as he entered. "Sir," she said, smiling and blushing at the same time, "I thought you'd forgotten about me."
"No way," Ken assured her. "Dawn, I've been living for this moment all week."
He took her into his manly arms and kissed her passionately until she was breathless and flustered. Then he got a hand up under her skirt and started feeling up her little cunt. Little Dawn gasped at the first contact, and she was trembling like a leaf as Ken started working her clit through her virginal white panties. "Oh, Dawn," he murmured in her ear, "I've wanted this for so long. I don't know how I've managed seeing you in class week after week and wanting to touch you."
"Oh, oh, oh,"
Dawn yelped like a puppy as Ken's expert fingers stroked her to arousal. He was good at this, and of course, Dawn had never experienced these particular sensations before, so it wasn't hard for him to get her all hot and bothered. Then he made his move. "Dawn," he said, "when a man and a woman love each other very, very much, they have ways of showing their feelings with their bodies. There are things that they do or say, 'I love you,' without words."
"I know," Dawn gasped, "and I want to, sir, but I'm scared, too."
"Of course you are," said Ken, tweaking her love bud some more and making her gasp and squeal. "But please, Dawn, say that you'll do it for me. Say that you'll show me how much you love me. I'll go mad otherwise. I can't live without you. Please, Dawn."
"Oh, all right,"
Dawn whispered huskily, whereupon Ken laid her down on the bench and got his cock out. Dawn had never seen one before, at least not an adult one, fully erect and sticking out like a flagpole. Ken's was a serious piece of grizzle, and the little girl stared at it a bit like a rabbit stares at a snake. Ken leaned over her and went back to stroking her through her panties. He knew by now she'd be very aroused, that she'd be very unused to the feelings he was creating in her. Dawn was panting and shuddering, and Ken gradually brought his massive hard-on closer and closer to her face as he worked on her. Eventually, his knobby end brushed her lips as though it was her idea. He said, "Oh yes, my love, please use your mouth on me." Then he shoved his glands in about 3 inches of his turgid shaft into her mouth. This probably wasn't what Dawn thought her beloved was driving at when he talked about saying, "I love you with your body." But be that as it may, she now had his penis in her mouth, and it was clear that he expected her to do something with it. She licked timidly at the swollen glands, and Ken gave a very sincere moan of delight. Thus encouraged, Dawn did her best to fellate him,
even though she had no idea what to do and probably had never even come across the technical term for what she was doing either. The little schoolgirl was clumsy and overly tentative. It was probably quite frightening for her to have a gigantic male member protruding from its owner's fly and into her mouth. Ken was giving her lots of positive feedback. Oh, darling. Oh, my love, that feels so good. But soon his lust got the better of him, and he was shoving his dick into her face with grunts of delight. Little Dawn probably felt a bit shell-shocked at this point. Her new boyfriend had gone more or less directly from sweet nothings to shagging her mouth. Ken has a very sizable cock, about 9.5 inches when fully erect, and very thick, and it was a lot for a 14-year-old girl to cope with. Her eyes were big and wide as Ken relieved his lust on her pretty face. Ken was in ecstasy. He loved oral sex, and as mentioned above, he loved young girls, copulating with Dawn's sweet mouth as he juiced up her cunt was the best way of rounding off a working day that he could think of. Admittedly, it was a rather delicate way of introducing the tender child into the mysteries of adult love, but the very crudeness of what he was doing was part of the fun. He started wanking off with his knob still in her mouth, grunting and panting in lustful pleasure. Oh, fuck, he groaned. Dawn, this is great. Christ, keep on using your tongue. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All this while he was still working on her vagina and clitoris, and it's likely that the incredible, unfamiliar sensations between her legs were helping to keep Dawn more or less docile as her face was lewdly fucked. She was moaning around Ken's prong, squirming energetically, and her cunt was now soaking wet. At no point had Ken penetrated her mouth very deeply. His cock was quite big enough to choke her, and at this stage, that might easily scare her off. But as he got more worked up, it got harder for him to hold back. He wanted to force his entire length into her mouth and down her throat, and put his full weight into it, and slam fuck her gullet until he came down her throat. But he was sensible enough to realize that this might not be in his long best interest. Finally, he came around and hauled her panties off. Then he went down on her for a while, which had her almost sobbing in pleasure. He started in to sweet-talk her again. He loved her dearly, passionately, hopelessly, and he really had to shove his hard-on upper gash or he'd pine away and die. Dawn was a little scared, but she was also ferociously aroused. She put up only a token resistance as Ken spread her legs. Oh, God, Dawn, he told her, you've got the loveliest cunt hole I've ever seen. It's like, he groped for a synonym because he was only coming out with all this shit to keep her off balance while he fucked her. It's like a tender little mouse, he finished up, and simultaneously he shoved two fingers up her crack. This made Dawn cry out in shock and perhaps a little pain, but she didn't try to stop him as he went on to finger fuck her vigorously. He wanted to break her hymen this way so that when he shoved his cock up her, it would be less of a strain. He was soon rewarded by a sharp yelp from Dawn and a slick of blood on his fingers. Her cherry was busted, and there was nothing to stop him from humping her. Without preamble, he climbed on top of her and told her that he loved her again and shoved his stupendously erect cock up her vaginal slit. Dawn would have screamed at the sudden pain and shock, but Ken had his wits about him and gagged her with his hand. It's all right, it's all right, he panted meaninglessly as he shagged away at her snatch. Dawn was shuddering and jerking, her eyes rolling back in her head. The sensations coming from between her legs were unlike anything she'd ever experienced in her 14 years, and she was close to passing out as her virgin twat was brutally pounded by Ken's massive prong. Again, this was a very cruel way to
flower a 14-year-old girl, but that was sort of the point. Ken was assuming that this was the only time he'd ever get to enjoy Dawn, and so he was going to have as much fun as he could. Taking his hand off her mouth, he replaced it with his own lips and kissed her hard as he slam-fucked her gash. Dawn was making little incoherent noises from the corners of her mouth. She seemed to be past the point of screaming now, but Ken was taking no chances. He could feel his orgasm approaching. This was the tightest cunt he'd ever been in, and he was having the time of his life. He didn't try and hold back. He just groaned and shot his wad up the little girl's glory hole, coming with such intensity that it was almost painful. Then he climbed off her, thanking her effusively for showing him her love, for taking pity on him, for being so perfect and so womanly, and all this sort of bullshit. Dawn didn't make much of a response, but that was probably because she was still in a state of mild shock. Her virgin cunt had just hosted a monster hard-on, and spunk mixed with blood was oozing out of her abused orifice as she lay gasping and trembling on the bench. At this point, Ken did some emergency psychic surgery. He kissed Dawn some more, a lot more, and he told her again how much he loved her. "It's never been like that for me, Dawn," he told her. "Not with any woman, however old or experienced. You're a goddess, my goddess of love." When he thought she was more or less recovered, he wiped her somewhat swollen genitals with a tissue and got her dressed. He wanted her to get her out of there and make sure she was home before anyone could start asking questions about where she was. And to his alarm, though, she was walking with a definite limp. It wasn't surprising after the punishment her gash had just taken, but it was a dead giveaway. He made her walk around the changing room a little and practice a more natural gait, but it was clear she was in some discomfort. He'd just have to hope that her parents would put it down to restraining herself at the games of practice. It was getting late. He swore undying love for her again and embraced her gently but fervently. Little Dawn seemed not to know what had hit her, but she responded to his loving caresses and hugged him back with clumsy enthusiasm. Probably okay, he decided. Probably she would define this as an act of love rather than a rape and wouldn't feel the need to tell anyone. Anyway, he'd just have to wait and see. He drove her home, all the while talking and talking and talking about how much he loved her and how much he needed her. She didn't say much in reply, and she squirmed in the seat quite a lot. Her cunt must be really hurting now. He kissed her one last time and dropped her off. Then he came round to the place of his friends, to establish an alibi in case she blew the whistle on him when the shock wore off. And when Ken told his friend what he'd been up to, his friend said, "You dirty bastard," grinning broadly as they tossed back a beer. "Yeah," Ken said, "it was a great fuck," he admitted, opening the can and modestly acknowledging how jealous his friend was. "I might end up paying for it, though, if she tells her parents or if they ask her while she's limping." "You think she might be up for it again?" his friend asked, preferring to dwell on happy thoughts. Ken shrugged. "Christ, I don't think so. I really fucked the shit out of her. If I don't lose my job, that'll be good enough for me." Ken went to school the next day with some trepidation. Dawn was off sick, which was an ominous sign. If she'd woken up too stiff and sore to get out of bed, questions were going to be asked, and Dawn couldn't be relied upon to lie convincingly. On Friday, 2 days later, he was meant to have that third-year class for the last period of the day. He went into the lesson not knowing what to expect. He wouldn't have been too surprised if there had been a couple of special branch officers sitting in the front row. But no, everything was as it should be. And there was Dawn, sitting quietly at the back and blushing every time she made eye contact with him. Ken got through the lesson somehow, and he held Dawn back on the pretext of going over some homework with her. As soon as the rest of the kids were out of the door, he went across and locked it, and then he came back to sweep Dawn into his arms and kiss her long and deep.
I was so worried about you, he said when their lips finally parted. When you were away yesterday, I thought I might have hurt you when we made love. I know I got carried away.
It did hurt, said Dawn, flushing crimson. Quite a lot, and it still does, but not so much now. I didn't know that was what it was like. But you love me, sir, don't you? You're not just...
He didn't let her finish. Dawn, I love you so much. My head is spinning. I've had relationships before, but never like this. You're the only one for me. And as he was telling her this, he was measuring how long it was until the following Wednesday. Too long. If this stupid cunt was coming back for more after the way he'd abused her, it would be a sin not to take advantage of what was being offered. He half coaxed and half dragged her up into the stationary cupboard and started groping her up. Then, with many words of love, he shoved her to her knees in front of him and got his cock out. Dawn knew this time what he expected of her, but she was still a little taken aback by how forcefully and brusquely Ken stuffed his cock between her lips. "Suck me, my angel," he murmured. "Suck me off." Dawn was soon lapping and slurping on Ken's mighty prong and getting better at it under his expert tutelage. He instructed her how to bob her head on the shaft and how to use her tongue on the underside of his glands to stimulate him some more. It felt fantastic to have this little whore orally worshipping his heart on, and soon he was giving it to her in her face. Dawn was a little dazed, but she didn't protest as Ken started to fuck her mouth, even though he was doing it with considerable force. Remembering his role, he panted, "My darling, my love," as he humped away at Dawn's pretty face. Ken was really a bit of a bastard. With each thrust now, he pushed more of his cock into Dawn's mouth. Soon he was choke-fucking her, pushing his knob past her tonsils into her gullet and making her gag and choke. He'd always wanted to do this to a woman, and the docile Dawn was the perfect partner for such a one-sided sex game. Though she panicked and tried to pull away, he held her head firmly between his hands and continued to force as much of his man-meat into her face as would go. There was no way he was going to hold back. He had to come in her mouth. It was even a kindness, he told himself, given how sore her cunt must be from me fucking her 2 days ago. Dawn, he panted, pumping and humping deep into her throat. I love you so much, baby. I'm gonna give you my seed in your mouth. It's what a man does when he really loves a woman. Okay, baby? Dawn tried to answer, but since Ken was still fucking her hard in the face, her words were muffled and inaudible. And anyway, it didn't matter what she said, because he could feel the cum churning in his balls. And it didn't matter what Dawn said anyway. He was still gonna come in her mouth. Oh, fuck! Drink it! Ken yelled, and he hosed Dawn's tonsils with his sperm. Jet after jet of spunk pumped from his knob into the little girl's tongue. The salty, bitter taste of it startled her, and for a moment she didn't know how to react. But as the thick cum started to fill her mouth, she reflexively swallowed, then immediately started to cough it up as it went down her gullet the wrong way. The cough wasn't a great success, because Ken's colossal hard-on was still very effectively blocking Dawn's mouth. Her face went purple, and she gurgled and sputtered on the huge shaft as she fought to swallow the errant semen and draw breath. Still, in the heights of ecstasy, even quite enjoying her discomfort, Ken held her mercilessly onto his cock. Finally, he let her go, and she slithered weakly to the floor, coughing up spunk. More of the stuff drooled down her chin, and some of it even came out of her nose, because Ken had ejaculated very copiously, and some of it had forced its way between her lips and his thrusting pole. She looked as pretty as a picture, and with great presence of mind, he did take a picture. The camera for the media studies lessons were kept in the stationery cupboard, and they were usually kept with film inside. Stunned and half-choked, trying to get her breath back, Dawn didn't even notice the click of the shutter.
The little girl took a few moments to recover from the oral rape, but it's a lot easier to clean her up this time. Ken told her again and again how special it had been for him, how she was the first woman he'd ever done that to, and how he kept the precious memories forever. Then he made her come, very quickly, but very skillfully, with his fingers and his tongue. "Wednesday," he said to her as he unlocked the classroom door. "Come to me Wednesday, my sweetheart. I'll count the days." And Dawn walked unsteadily down the corridor, and Ken very happily zipped up his fly. Then he took the camera down to the school darkroom. "This is fucking incredible," his friend exclaimed, staring at the photo. It was perfectly framed, close-up of Dawn's face, with her face slack and dazed, her eyes only half open, and Ken's spunk drooling down her chin.
"You're not wrong," he agreed.
"Jesus, Mike, I actually choke-fucked the little bitch. I had my balls on her chin. It was the best ever." But it was going to get better, a lot better, the next time on Wednesday.